So first, I must say I'm very sorry that I could not do any videos for quite a few time because a few days, a few weeks, I think, because I was traveling very fast in America and other places, and so there was no time to do and send videos. So I'm very sorry for that. Now we are going through the sixth chapter, that is the chapter of patience. And we are still going through why we should be patient when we are slandered or insulted. When we have to face slander and insult. In continuation of the last video, we are now on stanza number 54. The enmity that others show me, since in this or future lives, it cannot actually devour me, why should I be so averse to it? If somebody say bad things about me, or they insult me, that would not, or they are kind of showing their enmity towards me, this alone will not kill me or devour me in actuality, either in this life or in the lives to come. So therefore, why should I have so much aversion to it? Because when somebody criticizes me or says bad things about me, if I really, really have strong aversion to it, then it is like I am torturing myself. Because I harm myself more than what they can harm me by saying these words. So this is very important to understand, because people would say lots of different things. I cannot control everybody's mouth and thoughts. And if I try to attempt to control everybody's thoughts and minds and the reactions, I'm bound to fail and I'm bound to suffer a lot because it's not possible. So it's inevitable that I have to find peace with it. I have to tolerate it. The more I know how to do that, the more I learn how to be patient with it and take it in the stride, the more I am unharmed by those. And so 55 says, perhaps I turn from it because it hinders me from having what I want, but all my properties I leave behind, while sins will keep me steady company. If I say that because people criticize me, or because people say bad things about me, therefore it will prevent me getting what I want. It will, you know, disrupt my gain and my success, and so therefore I must be angry with that. Even in that case, I have to see my priorities. Now, if I become very angry and upset and intolerant and then do something bad towards these people who are criticizing me or saying bad things about me, then I will be creating lots of negative deeds. If I don't do that, then I will be not successful. I will not be able to gain properties or things, whatever. So what is more important? So here says that however much success I gain this life, however much properties I accumulate, how much name I accumulate, how much good things I accumulate, material things I accumulate, all of this will be gone when I die. I cannot carry anything beyond my death. Any wealth, any names, any kind of political or social support, I cannot carry anything. But the positive deeds and negative deeds that I've accumulated, I carry with me. Because my consciousness carries my emotions and my habitual tendencies. And that's my karma. So what is more important for me? Things that I carry on after death to my life after life, or something that I have only up to I die, and I never know when I'll die. So it may be even few days, few months, few years. So therefore, I have to see this in priority, that it is not worthwhile to be too much angry, to react too negatively, to be too, you know, kind of create lots of negative actions because somebody criticized me or somebody said bad things to me. Therefore, it is said in 56, stanza 56, better far for me to die today than live a long and evil life, however long the days of those like me, the pain of dying will be all the same. He says that even if, you know, not just a little gain or little kind of positive things that I have in this life, but even if it was about my life, even I have to die or make my life shorter to accumulate and keep on accumulating negative karma and negative actions and live long is not desirable. It is desirable to live short but better life. Accumulate positive deeds and live shorter is for me more meaningful than to accumulate lots of negative deeds and live long life. Because I have to die as soon as I was born, it's necessary that I have to die. And when I die, it's the same pain, same experience of death, whether it is sooner or whether it's later. So therefore, you know, if I die sooner with doing only positive deeds, then I have more positive experiences and more positive karma later on. So therefore my positive things will continue and become better. I prefer that than living long time and continue to do negative actions. Because life is like this. Life goes quickly. It's like a dream. It says here in 57, one man dreams he lives 100 years of happiness, but then he wakes. Another dreams an instant joy, and then he likewise wakes. And when they wake, this is 58, the happiness of both is finished, never to return. Likewise, when the hour of death comes around, our lives are over, whether brief or long. So the life is like a dream. So when we finish the life, when we die, then at that time, when you look back, it even if you lived 100 years, it seemed like short. Even if you lived shorter life, it's the same thing. You know, it's like going to sleep and having dreamt that you lived 100 years. Or you went to sleep and dreamt that you lived for a short time. When you wake up, it doesn't make too much difference to you whether you dreamt you lived 100 years or you dreamt you lived a short time. What is most important is what happens, what kind of characteristic you have, what kind of habitual tendencies you have, what kind of personalities you have gained, what kind of mind stream, positive or negative, you have with you. That's what goes on. So therefore, it says, though we be rich in worldly goods, delighted in our wealth for many years, despoiled and stripped as though by thieves, we must go naked with empty hands. So therefore, whatever worldly goods we may have, you know, how much wealth or delightful things we may have and live with it many years, when we die, then we go without any of these things. So therefore, and sooner or later we have to die. And what is most important is what we carry with us when we die, not before that. Stand number 60. Perhaps we will claim that by our wealth we live, and living gather merit, dissipating evil. But if we were aggressive for the sake of profit, won't our gains be evil, all our merits lost? Sometimes we say that I have to be angry and upset and very, you know, act very negatively if people slander me and, you know, say negative things about me, because that will stop, you know, harm my gains, and therefore I will not have wealth and success. Because if I have wealth and success, then I can live longer, I can do very good things, positive things, gather merit and dissipate evil. So I can do lots of good things. So therefore it is better that I try to harm people, or I try to, I'm very angry and upset and all these things. Now here there's the one thing very important. We are not saying that we should not gain wealth. We should not do positive things. It's not even saying that we should not do something so that these obstructions to our gains and positive things, we should not do anything to get rid of these obstacles. We should. But what we are saying is that we should not become so upset and angry and, totally aggressive about, somebody saying bad things about it. Because that would not be useful, that would not benefit us. So here it says, but if we are aggressive for the sake of profit, won't our gains be evil or our merits lost? Because if we are too upset, too angry, too aggressive, then all these good things I want to do is lost, because if I'm too angry and too upset and do so negative things, then there's no question of gathering merit or dissipating evil. So therefore, all those I am trying to do some in order to get some better positive things will result into getting them lost. So I should not do this. So I think I will stop here. The 60, stanza number 60. So I finished stanza number 60. Thank you very much. I'll try to send this as soon as possible.